He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live, I think, and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 516. Really cool gadget for you. Actually, this gadget was recommended by one of our fans, one of our followers, and it took me a while to procure one, but I have this little puppy here. We're going to take a look at it. It's pretty interesting, actually. And before we begin, I will tell everybody, of course, that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. If you have a tech question, by all means, give me a shot at it, and I'll do my very best to answer it, and I will answer all my email. So let's take a look right off the bat at the gadget of the day. This is kind of a unique device. It is a Braxis, that's the name of the company, Braxis. This is a solar powered Bluetooth speaker. This is really a neat device, and it's very, very affordable, and actually it's quite good. This is Bluetooth. It's waterproof. It's IPX6, which means it's waterproof. That's a standard that they have for things being waterproof. So yeah, you can pour water on it. It can rain, and it won't affect the device whatsoever. It's a Bluetooth, what's called golf cart speaker, which means nothing more than you can, you get a lariat and you can, a lanyard, and you can hang this on your bicycle, wherever you want, and it will work quite well. It's mountable because it has a little screw thread on it, so you can put a standard camera mount or any facsimile thereof. It's wireless, of course, and it's definitely made for taking the pressures of outside. Now, the main question with these speakers is always, you know, what's the fidelity? It's quite good. The second question that you're going to ask is, does it have power? Does it have oomph? Does it have good bass? Does it have good treble? Yeah, it does. It's surprisingly very well made, and really a high quality. If you look at this first picture, it shows that it's a solar power power pack, if you will. Yes, you can charge this using a standard charger. Any USB charger with a micro input will work, so you can charge it either way. This is what's amazing, and it really is true, because I've tried this. It's a 20-hour battery life. So that means if you're going to party all day, this will hold up quite well for 20 hours. Plus, and I'll show you this in a minute, you can actually keep this in the sun, and it will work off that power being provided by the sun, or of course you can put it into a charger. But on its own, with no power from the sun or from a portable battery pack, it will last at least 20 hours. It's neat. It's call pickup, so you can take your phone calls on this. It's easy to attach. They give you a lanyard, and you can attach it to whatever you want. It's definitely portable, so you can throw it in your suitcase or even your pocket if you have big pockets. It's dustproof. Okay, it's shockproof. It's definitely shockproof. I actually dropped this off a porch by mistake, and it dropped like 20 feet. Not a problem. Still played. And of course, we just talked about that it's water resistant, and it will work off Wi-Fi. It will give you, I'm sorry, hi-fi. It will give you a master sound, whatever that means, and it's Bluetooth. So this is a peek at it. We'll take a look at it in a second. And listening to music can be environmentally friendly because, as I'll show you, you can tip this on its back, and the solar cells are there, and just keep it in the sun, and it will play forever on that. There's another photograph of it, and basically it's showing you can use it anywhere. I kind of like the one where they hook it on the backpack. That's kind of neat, and it works with pretty much anything that has Bluetooth. Doesn't matter whether it's iOS or Android, it will work really, really well. So let's take a peek at camera 2, and we'll look at this device close up. So here we have the speaker. It is called Braxis, and you can see the logo right there. I'll call your attention to this very small blue light, which means that it's on. This automatically will pair up with your device. You just turn it on, and it will automatically say something like Bluetooth pairing or Bluetooth ready. Turn on your other device, and it will automatically find it. And that's pretty much all there is to it. Now, I will tell you that the Bluetooth on this, on my device, is actually called EST80. So if you're looking for Braxis to show up, it won't. It's EST80. You'll see it because it will be a new device as you're pairing this up. So that's pretty good. In terms of functionality, I think the main thing you need to know is on the back, right here is your array of solar cells. It's actually covered over, so you don't know what they are. But if you look closely, you can see that little rectangle. Two slots of rectangles in there, and they're actually solar cells. And all you do to charge this or to keep this playing in the sunshine is just turn it on its back like that, and it will soak in the power from the solar cells and power this unit quite nicely, to be honest with you. It's very well made. You can drop it and pound it and all things like that. On the bottom here, as I mentioned, you'll see a little thread here, and pretty much any tripod mount, standard or otherwise, will fit into this screw, and you can there's a bazillion mounts that you can use to permanently mount this, or even temporarily mount it. Very, very clever idea. I like that a lot. On the side here, you have, it looks like a switch, but actually there's a little hole in here, and this is where your lanyard will go through. You can use a tie, whatever you want, but this is where you would attach it physically to any object. On the side here, obviously very important. Let's see if we can get a better, there you go. You can see the on-off switch. You can see the telephone answering button there, plus for volume, negative for lower, positive for louder. So all your controls are very accessible right there. Very nice rubberized coating on this. Again, it's very well made. And then last but not least, on the back here, you're going to see a little pad here. It says input. Let's get this turned the right way. Input. And basically, this is a rubber protector case, and you're going to open this up, and right in here you're going to see two things, actually three things, but one is the charging port, if you will. So this will hook up to any USB charging device, and then also you have another a jack here, there you go, that will actually allow you to plug an auxiliary speaker in there. So there is a jack in addition to that. And then last but not least, there's a little cord here. It just attaches this rubber grommet on there, and it seals pretty nice. Now look at this, is waterproof, but you don't want to put it in a pool because water will get in there. So you know what they're referring to, quite frankly, is you can spray water on it and it's not going to hurt it. Just don't immerse it. So that's pretty much it. Let's take a listen to this thing. Now my microphone is fairly high up here. I'm going to actually put on Pandora, and I'm just going to use my iPhone here. So I'm going to push play. Now the volume is up all the way, and again my microphone is pretty loud. So as you can hear, and again, it's a crazy way to demonstrate sound of speakers, the way we have this hooked up, because it's going from here through the microphone, through the processors. But let me just say that this is very well made. It packs power. You will hear this. It will easily put sound loudly in a large room, no problem whatsoever. So I really like this. And if we take a look back at the web page, actually on the Amazon page, very affordable, $20.95, call it $21. That's a good deal if you're looking for a portable speaker. And the twist of this, of course, is the ability for these solar cells to provide power to the unit. I like this a lot, and thank you for telling me about this, because again, there's a lot of things out there. I don't know everything, so I love it when a fan someone listening to the show tells me that something's really cool, and I'll check it out and put it on the show. So really nice device. Thank you for sharing that with me. Very nice. So that will take care of our device of the day. And let's move our camera three, our camera two down. And let's go on to some other interesting news. Now, here's a gadget. This is extremely pricey, but you know, if you're redoing your backyard and if you love pizza, which is by far my favorite food, I do not have one of these, but this is really cool. It's Unicara 16 multi-fuel pizza oven. This is brand new, 3-year warranty. I am not going to buy one. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But you can pre-order this, but I've been doing a lot of research because up in Prescott, I have a massive backyard. I'll show you that sometime. It's really cool. I'll show you some of the cameras and some of the smart home devices that I've put into the facility. I think it's really awesome. In any event, these guys make some good things, and if you're really into pizza and pizza ovens, you may want to check this out. They have a lot of them that they make, and really cool, from wood fired to gas powered. Find the pizza oven that's right to you, and you can. I like this little comparison chart. These are not cheap, trust me, but there you go. They work quite well, and they have one that will break, that will fit your budget no matter what, or they do have financing, mortgages that you could take out to buy these. But one of my friends has one of these, and oh my God, it's really cool. Now that said, I am going to try to make one of these out of brick, and there we go, out of brick, and I'm not quite there yet. I'm probably a couple months away from building one of these things, because it's just brutally hot right now, and I don't feel like being out there laying bricks in 125 degree weather, thank you very much. So probably September, October, November-ish, I'm going to attempt to build a large brick pizza oven and calzones, just what I need. That should be fun, and I'll try to I'm gonna put a time-lapse camera on me outside building this thing. I will have to edit that, because I'm sure there will be multiple swear words here. Let me push this button. Okay. There will be multiple swear words there, and you don't want to hear all that, and I get pretty mad, trust me. Let's take a look at our next item here, which is apps of the day, folks. Great app. I have recently loaded this both on my Android tablet. I have a Samsung tablet, and I also have the iPad. I have this on both of it. Yes, you will pay some money if there are certain things that you want to stream that are not free, but Peacock does have a tremendous amount of free content, especially for the kids. So although I hate doing it, there will be times where on both the iPad and also the Android pad, the Samsung pad, I will have little kitties at my house, and they are going crazy, and I will give them some quiet time. They love the iPad, and I don't let them play games unless I'm monitoring them. I don't let them do anything unless I'm monitoring them, but I'll let them watch a movie, and they can each watch what they want, and that's good for about 5-10 minutes. So in any event, check out Peacock. It's a good app. It really is. Now, this next app is called Discord. This is making traction now on social medias. I first introduced this quite some time ago when it first came out, and Discord really didn't have any traction. Now there's a lot more people recognizing it. Why? Because you can talk, you can chat, you can hang out, and it will do videos. So it's really nice. You can start your own communities. Discord is where you can make your home with community and friends, where you can stay close, have fun over text, voice, and video. Whether you're part of a school club, a gaming group, or worldwide art community, it really doesn't matter. You can pick who you want to be on these groups and sit there and bat the fat, as they say. So very nice app, and I use it for the family. Yeah, we'll use Zoom, but there's time limits on Zoom. And they like this because you can chat and not have everybody there or have everybody there. So it's a fun app. I think you'll like it. Check it out. Here's another app called CapCut Video Editor. This is new, and for the price, it's pretty good. I'm always looking for video editing apps. Because one, it's stuff that you're going to be doing on the fly with your camera on the phone, whether you have an Android device or an iOS device. I'm always looking for video editors that make it easy, quick, and not a high learning curve. This actually is one of those apps. Plus, it has a plethora of other apps that add on to this. I shouldn't say apps, other features. So certainly it's easy to use. This has a very nice blending special effects package in it. And again, it's free. It has some really neat sound effects that come with it. And it is very high quality, surprisingly. And also you can add the stickers to it and have fun like that. Again, this is good for kids who want to get into editing, and you don't want to frustrate them with that learning process right off the bat. So for the younger folks, particularly the pre-high school kids, you know, at 8 to 15 age-ish, they'll learn this in 2 seconds. They'll learn it quicker than you or me. So check that out. It's a nice app. Again, totally free, and I think it's available on all platforms. In fact, I'm pretty sure it is. Now, I know everybody has a bazillion weather apps. This is one of the better ones out there. I just started using this. What I like about it, it gives you really fine details. I like that. Discover a reliable real time, and that's what I like. And hyperlocal forecasts that will always warn you about upcoming severe weather. Weather Underground combines data from over 250,000 personal weather stations and proprietary forecast models. Without going into an hour dissertation on this, because it really does a lot of things, please, if you like weather or want to know what's going on, especially if you're prone to flash flooding, lightning storms, dust storms, which you're not going to get back east, but very good app. And it does have other in-app purchases. They got to pay for this somehow, which is why they have in-app purchases. But also, they'll give you some ads. They're very unobtrusive. You don't have to look at them or read them, but that's how they make money. But it's a very, very well done app, I will say that. Now, this next app is quite unusual. This is the first one that I've seen that actually does what it says, and this is free. Again, same thing, in-app purchases. But with this particular app, it's Air Matters Network. Air Matters. If you dudes have allergies out there, this is going to be the one you want. It's real-time broadcasting of air quality information for more than 180 countries, including Scranton, Pennsylvania. So this will show you the air quality information currently where you are. It will show the pollen levels, the forecast through the United States and Europe, air quality standards switching among China, blah, blah, blah. Basically, it shows you real-time air quality. It's quite accurate, and it will let you know when you need to take your allergy medicine. But it's a nice app for what it does, and the basics are free, and pretty much that's all you're going to need, really. This next app is just kind of a fun app. I don't know why I'm a sucker for these apps. I think because they're free. I don't know. But for some odd reason, I find it very relaxing and calming to listen to rain, sleet, snow, hail. I always like storms. Even when I used to live back east in Boston, I loved the snowstorms. I hated paying for the plowing. I hated driving in it. But other than that, if it's a Saturday or a Sunday, I'd love to just sit back and watch the snow and the sleet. And I don't know. And I love rainstorms out here. We get monsoons, which are nature's firework display. Those are the coolest things. If you ever get a chance to experience an Arizona monsoon, get high up on a mountain and you will see for miles just lightning everywhere. It really is pretty. So in any event, I digress. This is an app that will let you help you relax, focus, and sleep. There are hundreds of sounds to explore. You can create and control the mix of sounds, birds, streams, things like that, coyotes, whatever it is that you want. You can, if you want to pay more, you can buy certain sounds that you like, but it's a very nice, easy to use app, and I do use it and I do like it, so go figure. That, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Definitely check out this Braxis speaker for $20. You'll be very happy with this, and that solar cell thing on the back, it's awesome. It really works well. So I will see everybody next week. Thank you for tuning in. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.